Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today, but first we have this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we're back. And as promised, we have a great show for you today. Our guests are Curio Nataloni and Frank Nataloni. They're brothers and owners of Kitchens by Curio, which is a kitchen and bath business that's marked 50 years of business earlier this month. I'm happy to have you both here in Business Talk.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks. So Curio, 50 years ago, you told me that you'd been laid off and were doing a few solo kitchen cabinet jobs, and that led to more jobs, and you decided to turn that into a business. Why were you confident that could be a success rather than going back to work for someone else?
Pride with the work that I was doing, and just kept on getting a little jobs here and there, and I kept on asking the customers, if you like the job, can you please recommend me? And that's how things got started. I promised myself not to get laid off anymore. That's been the case ever since then. I always had a job to do.
You know, you also told me that 14 similar businesses in this area shut down during an economic downturn in the mid-70s, but you survived. Obviously, you've weathered other recessions as well. So what do you attribute that resiliency to?
After I first opened with the store, this was in Ludlow, in a period of a year and a half, there was about 14 people that were starting in the same business, and they all went out of business for some reason or another. And so the real difference that I had was that, number one, took care of the customer. You know, I did the right thing, and I wanted to leave the customer on the end with what I said, according to my grandmother, with a little sugar rather than a little vinegar. You know what I mean? So the people, they were happy. A customer that we did a kitchen about 35 years ago, and she just came back for, to do a change in one of the appliances or something like that. And her husband says, we got to go to Curio after 35 more 40 years that we did that job. You know, this type of business is, if you don't have referrals, you might as well hang it up, because you're not going to make it. And that's where it's been most of my focus. So do a good job for the customer, be fair, you know, and that's what happened.
Frank, you joined your brother full-time about 10 years later in 1984, around the time you moved the business to Springfield, to Boston Road, where it is now. Why did you feel like that was the right career move for you at the time?
So primarily it was because I was working someplace else, and again, things came up at that particular where I was working, and I said, well, if I'm going to get paid whatever I was doing, I wanted to be on my merit, what I did, not by seniority or something along those lines. And so when I made the decision to come back, it was because I said, well, at least if I'm working and I'm owning my own business, you know, I'll either be a success or I won't, but it'll all be because of what I do. And I, that was important to me at the time. And so that's what I did. And I said I would try it out. And now it's been about 40 years.
Over those years, you've become a certified kitchen designer and a certified bath designer. And at one point, you were teaching interior design classes at BayPath. How important is it in this industry to keep learning and growing and experience and knowledge?
Well, I think it's important in all industries, but for us, it's very important, because the more knowledge you have, really, that translates to the more problems you can solve. You have knowledge of clearances, you have knowledge of space planning, you have knowledge of construction, and the more knowledge you gain, you have more tricks in your bag to solve problems. And when people come to us, they typically have a problem or a need that they want to renovate their kitchen or bathroom, and they don't know how to do it, and they want guidance. You know, everybody's always looking to just sell them a product, and what we do is above and beyond that, and we solve their space planning issues in the kitchen, how it's laid out, and then the products are become secondary.
Are customers typically looking for the entire experience of the planning and the you know, choosing the products and the installation? Are they looking for the kind of everything in one package with you guys?
With us, it is. It's definitely at least 80% of our business where people are coming in and they want a sort of a soup to nuts type of project. You know, these are all very, you know, technical kitchens and bathrooms. And what happens is, by having one person who's in charge of it, you know, you can sort of guide the client through the process. Many places, especially the big box stores and so on, they're really just about, okay, well, how many cabinets do you need, or what plumbing fixtures do you want? What we're trying to do is help them to get from a kitchen or a project that's not the way they want it, or you know, that needs to be renovated. We're trying to get them to a spot when it's all completed that they're proud and happy, and they are getting a benefit of a new kitchen, but also a better functioning kitchen.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with Curio Nataloni and Frank Nataloni, the owners of Kitchens by Curio in Springfield. For either one of you, let's talk about the many changes in kitchen and bath renovation over the years, from the way people shop to the technology you use to how styles have changed. And what can you say about some of those changes?
Well, through the years, you know, when I first started, we could do a type of job, you know, $10,000, right? Now, today, we do the same job, probably $80,000. And a lot of the things has changed in a sense, so like technical and details and new appliances, new cabinetry, and it's an evolution of progress in the industry. Like cabinetry, appliances, has a lot to do with it. People think doing a kitchen is just cabinets. It's a lot more than that. It's countertops, backsplashes. That in the old days we used to use laminated cabinet for my countertop. Now it's all granites and, you know, this composite of quartz material, which creates a variety of colors, you know, and each one has the pluses and minuses, but anyway, a lot of it is also marketing too that has changed. But the bottom line is always the same, you know. You got to be knowledgeable to sort of the customer, the clients respect you for your knowledge. And a lot of times people don't even know what they're buying, but they're going to end up with a beautiful kitchen. And that's when they realize the difference between a pro and an amateur. And that's what business is all about, is solving problems. They didn't have a problem, they won't have no business, you know.
Exactly.
It's just simple as that. You know, when you elevate it to a point that you're up in the sky, it's the same old thing. You still gotta do the right thing, the basic. That's how everything starts, and everything develops to a better, more functional kitchen.
One thing I did want to ask is for either one of you is how the internet age has changed the way people shop. Are they coming in with a better idea of what they want? Are they? I mean, is it changing the way they do research? Are they their expectations changing? And also, what are some other ways that technology has changed the way you do business?
Well, it's really changed it quite a bit. Today, customers come in and they're looking online because of the internet and you know, research that people can do. Is they're coming in with ideas of products that they've seen that they want to incorporate into their own kitchen. So most people come in and they have a lot of ideas, but they don't know how to put it together. And that's the part where we come in, because our job is to help them take all that information that they've gained and sort of try to make sense of it and fit it into their space. Because you can want a lot of different things and you can see a lot of different things online, but at the end of the day, it has to fit and has to function. So yeah, we may take that product and instead of using it one way, we may do it a different way to create a better outcome. And also at our end, you know, from the, let's go beyond the just the internet, but the digital aspect. I was at a project the other day. We were using lasers to measure the whole space. You know, 10 years ago, that was never done. Then the other thing is now we have, for instance, we have an Oculus program that people can actually, they'll put the glasses on and they're literally walk into their own space before
virtual reality experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And what happens is that what it does is it helps people understand the spatial part of the layout and the design, because it's one thing for me to draw it on paper. It's another thing to do it in the 3D. But when you go into the virtual reality of it, the VR, you're literally standing with the island on one side and your main countertop on the other side. And, you know, obviously before virtual reality, you couldn't do that. But today you can do that. And you are also able to open the doors. We now can change the colors. So if you say, hey, listen, I want to look at a blue kitchen, let's say, you know, we can change the file and so on. And now all of a sudden the cabinets are blue or they're gray or they're green. And it's changing all the times. Now we can pick a quartz from a manufacturer and incorporate it into the virtual reality. And you can literally see the countertop that you want to select instead of looking at a little sample.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's very helpful to especially people who, you know, not everybody has that ability to see things, you know, spatially. So it really, really crosses that bridge, and it's helped us and it's helped the client.
So speaking of the future, Curio, your son, Michael Natalone, is now heavily involved with the business with yes. the expectation that he'll one day become a second generation leader. What qualities does he bring to the company?
Well, he's the new millennium, okay? And what happened, him and I sometimes we clash. However, in the end, you got to sort of start developing a situation where you take the best of whether it's my son or somebody else's, the person, and you start building from there until eventually they, with trial and error, they ended up being good. You know, he's a good person and everything, but they ended up getting their own experience. And that's where things are. And so like in many cases, he's a lot better than I am, okay? Yeah. As a matter of fact, some of the jobs we're doing, say, I want to talk with Michael. And here I am. I have 50 years of business experience, and the customer says, I want to talk with Michael. You know, it puts me on a funny thing, but what are you going to do? That's today's world.
Frank, you told me recently some really nice things about Michael. You actually, I think you said that you guys are still trying to find somebody who doesn't like him. And Michael told me himself that it's so important to develop trust between, you know, the contractor and the client. So what is the importance of building that relationship and that trust from your angle?
Well, first thing is you have to listen. If you're not listening to the client, you're never going to be able to solve their problem. That's one thing that Michael does very well. He listens to the client. You know, he sort of listens. He takes notes on what they're looking for. And then what happens is we may get together and work on the project from the planning standpoint together. But again, it starts all by listening to the client, understanding what their want or need is, and helping them get to the point where we find a solution. And he, again, he's a, you know, because of the age different, you know, he brings a different perspective. And that perspective actually at times is very helpful. And we, as a quote unquote, the first generation, you know, we have to be willing to listen to what he has to say and then incorporating it into what we think is the best solution. So it's very much a teamwork type of, you know, strategy for us to solve, to help the customer. And we each all have different skills, and we use our skills to, at the end of the day, solve the problem for the customer and create a nice kitchen or bath or nice project.
We're about out of time, but I'd love to ask the two of you just briefly, all these years later, what do you enjoy most about this work?
Well, dealing with the people, you have to be a people's person, and then try to help people rather than tough luck type of deal. So you got to coach. It's a two-way street, you know. You can't have one or the other. In other words, you got to make the person. What I tell them is this: I can't make a miracle in your kitchen if you don't play into it, if you don't understand it, because it's never going to be a miracle. It's two-way street. Both of us is going to go with the same goal, you know, and so that you end up with a better job in the end. And you're investing the money, but you want to be comfortable with that you did the right investment.
Yeah, I think for me, what I enjoy most is working with people, and sort of sums up what we do. I enjoy working with people. I like listening and getting to know our clients. And then I like solving the problem. I like the execution of the solution to be able to, you know, see the project completed. And the completion of the project is really, obviously, it's like the ice cream part of the sundae, so to speak. So it's that's the part that I enjoy.
I appreciate both of your perspectives. That is all the time we have for today. So thank you, Curio and Frank, so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.